Yes, God is good.
All the time. Amen.
Thank you for being here this morning on this first Sabbath of 2025. How did we get here? It is because our God is good.
Amen.
Our scripture reading again says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you again. I invite you to speak on my behalf. Bless the church. Bless our visitors who have joined us this morning. Also bless our pastor. In your name I pray, amen. You know, when Sister Vanessa stood up here on the platform in 2024, she was given the task of prayer. And she prayed for the sick. She was also her name on the list. She did not say her name, but everybody else, and then she prayed. And God did something. Church, the same God who was 2024, I'm so glad he's the same God who is here in 2025. Just 1 second. Mark, is anything? Today's message, sign of hope. Sign of hope. What are your signs of hope? What are you hoping for in this year?
Yes.
He did a lot of religious reform. He was the man of prayer. Ezekiah trusted in the Lord, restoring the temple in Jerusalem, fortifying Jerusalem, reinstating Passover. Somebody forgot something there. He reinstated back again, subduing the Philistine and Assyrian armies. He succeeded in everything he undertook. At the end, he needed a sign of hope. See what happened to Ezekiel? He got ill. Ezekiel, he got sick. If you read in Isaiah 38, verse 1, it says, "The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover.'" Put your house in what? In order. Ezekiel, you will not survive. Now, you know, I always wonder, if God tells you, you are not going to survive, but is God telling you? He knows the future. You should be comfortable.
Yes.
I say so, I'll be comfortable. You know what? That's what God said. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to go anyway. Isaiah Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." He wept bitterly. Lord, remember. Remember I used to sing in the choir? Remember I used to be a deacon? Lord, I paid tithely, faithfully. For sure you cannot remember me? I look at my sister Vanessa. We have prayed. The church has prayed and many people have prayed. One day, we were sitting at the house there. And then she said, you know, Uncle, I'm going to pray for others. For me, I think God has done what he can do. And I told her, you have started praying for others. God will do something. Lord, as we go to 2025, please remember to pray for the church, your neighbor. You see these pews in here. Why are they not full? Why can't we say now, Vista, we need to build another church because that is too small? That is the question between you and your God. That is Vista Church. Those who remember it. You look at that picture and probably you don't see what I'm going to say right now. Somewhere there, when you leave today, church, take your time. Walk around there. And you're going to understand exactly what I'm trying to say. Hezekiah wept bitterly. 2 Kings 20, verse 3 to 11. I'm going to just brief here. "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I've heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. 3 days from now, you'll go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 what? Years to your life." That's what Isaiah told who? Told Hezekiah. Isaiah asked him, Hezekiah, ask Isaiah, what sign? You see, Hezekiah wanted a sign. Remember, God told him, sure, you do what? You will not recover. And now, the Lord is saying, I've heard your prayer. That sounds like me. By the way, my name is Cleveland. Lord, I need a sign. I need a sign, Lord. How sure am I that you are going to heal me? But the Lord just said he's going to heal you. But now you want a what? A sign. Remember I just showed you about Rastafarian back in this 66 when Haile Selassie arrived there. People, they were waiting for a sign. Now, verse 11. Then the prophet Isaiah called upon the Lord. Back here it says, shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps? Then Isaiah asked Hezekiah, should the shadow go back 10 steps or go forward 10 steps. If you go outside the church, when we were working on the construction, I saw something which I could not understand. So I looked very closely. I did the research. This is the sundial. You'll see it out there. Honest with you, I don't know how long that had been there. But those who know science, sundial is an instrument which figures time. Is 1,000 years. The time is based on the shadow between the movement of the earth and the sun. The shadow creates the time. This is the really sundial. You see the shadow there. Hello, church. Hezekiah asked Isaiah, should he go back 10 steps or go 10 steps forward? Then the prophet Isaiah called upon the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back 10 steps. Now, let me explain a little bit. You know why the Lord sent back 10 steps? You see, Hezekiah, you know, by nature, the sun is going this way. My grandmother never used a clock. She knew back in Tanzania when she go to the farm, when she look up, she will tell you exactly now it's 11 o'clock. It is time to quit and go home. She knew it. He asked, the reason Ezekiel is asking God, oh, no. I want it to go back. Why not forward? You see, the sun is already moving where? Forward. So he said, Lord, this is too easy for you. Can you take it back? You see, your shadow cannot move unless you move. Your shadow cannot move unless you do what? You move. Now, God moves this shadow without anything. 10 steps back. So he can guarantee Ezekiel that you're what? You're healed. Remember, the Lord said, I'll heal you. Yes. Ezekiel said, I know, but Lord, I need more. I need what? No, I need more. Then he goes and tells me, okay, you know what? I'll make the shadow do what? Go back. You choose. You want to go forward or back? You decide. He said, oh, no, Lord. This is too easy for you. Let's see if you can do go back. The Lord is faithful. Amen. You know he can do that for you too. The same God in 2024, the same God in 2025.
Amen.
We have some church members who they did not make it. You know, I think my wife, her name is Mama Sejo. Yeah. I haven't called her name since when I paid 50 cows for her. And I'm glad they didn't ask for more, because my tribe were very poor. Now 50 cows, walking cows, is not easy. I don't know where you're going to put them out here. But I thank her this morning. She said, you know what? We have made 2025 because the Lord allowed us to see it. And that's the whole message. Ezekiel wanted more and more and more and more proof. What do you want in 2025? What signs do you want God to do for you?
He's coming.
We better be careful. We better be careful. I pray to God that He'll continue to bless you. And that's just a picture, but when you read the scripture, it says the steps will go, the shadow go back 10 steps in the stairs of Ahaz, the king.
Amen.
And yes, Ezekiah was healed. Ezekiah was healed, and he was able to do what? To continue with his life. So 2025 is here already. What are you going to ask the Lord to do for you? By the way, which He had not done already. Somebody's smiling, but I'll have to do this. Gift of what? Of life. When Vanessa came from the hospital, she brought this little pillow. And she was given down at the hospital, the sign of a kidney, those who know science and everything. Went out of the hospital there that night, waiting. Sister Alice, she's here, she's a nurse. She'd been helpful from the beginning. But one time she said a statement which I could not understand. She says, you know what? Vanessa, you have a little gift. And that's why I called it the gift of what? Of life. God made it possible. That's the God we're talking about. That's the God we're talking about. And as you see this, I pray that God will also do a miracle to your life.
Amen.
This 2025, please don't give up. Do not give up. Hold into the Lord.
Amen.
And He will take care of you.
Amen.
Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be fainted. Revelation 21, verse 5. And behold, he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I'm making all things new. Then he said, write this down. He's telling John, write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. Well, we're here now in 2025. As I said, what will you ask God to do for you? And that's why I said, sign of what? Sign of hope. This picture here is our last slides. If you look back at the beginning of this message, I showed you a cross. And if you look back there, Jesus is ahead and the cross is where? It's back there. And that's what said, from Adam to today till the end is now up to you. Because the tomb is empty.
Amen.
He is risen.
Yes.
If you're still waiting for the Messiah, He already came and is coming to take us to heaven.
Amen.
I pray this morning that may the Lord give you hope.
Amen.
Help your family. But most of all, I should see you in the kingdom of God. May God bless you.
Amen.
We're going to stand up in a few minutes. hymn number 108.